You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode 701. Thank you guys for being with us for over 700 episodes. Man, it's amazing. We appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys have probably been with us from the beginning, I would even imagine. And a lot of new listeners, which is cool too. Hopefully we'll have another 700 of these, bringing a lot of value to you guys, getting your questions answered.
We have
a big day.
Yeah, we're going to start today by giving away a free membership for how long?
A full year.
A full year. Wow. So you're going to be able to take all 26 classes by the end of the year. It'll be like 35 classes from Drone U to turn your passion into profit if that's what you'd like to do, or just become a really damn good pilot.
Whatever, absolutely.
Whatever floats your boat. But either way, we're really excited because today someone is going to get free access. Who's it gonna be? We'll find out, right, Bob?
Yes, we will. It's coming up very soon. Okay, we'll just get right to it.
So Rob actually pulled up a random number generator.
Mm-hmm.
And this random number generator pulled up, and I'm actually gonna post it on our Instagram feed so that people know it's real, because it is real. So it's very real. It's the realest of the real. It's huge. But anyway, the random number generator was saying, it's kind of sketchy, was saying that it's episode number 698. So who asked question for 698? Who asked the question? Gosh, I can't talk today.
The question asker of episode 698 is Ken in New Jersey. Ken, you might actually listen to this.
Congratulations there, Ken.
So close to the one that your question will be answered on. Hopefully you do. Either way, we're going to reach out to you, make sure that you know you won. We're really excited to get you plugged into the community. I didn't double check, but I don't know that you're in the community already. If you are, that's okay. Then you'll just get the next year free, and you'll still get the other stuff. We're going to send you the landing pad, shirts, decals, some other cool stuff. So, thank you for sending a question in. And guys, we're going to do it again. 701 to 750.
Boom. Just got to ask a question. Just go to askadroneu.com as I am typing away here on Instagram. That's the beauty. We can give you knowledge and help you out and make your day a little bit better. And you can also get a free access to the community. But don't hold back, because there are things going on in the community right now that could literally change your drone life.
Absolutely. Yeah, so get plugged in right away. Ken, like I said, we'll reach out to you and get you into the community ASAP.
Also, a special thank you to our friend Daniel Goodwin from apexdroneimaging.com. He says, as a testimonial, that Drone U just goes to show that there is always something new to learn. I have been using quite a few editing programs over the last few years. One of the classes in the Drone U members area showed me things I didn't know. These were things right in front of my face. Drone U is top notch. You could do much worse, but you couldn't do any better than to use this resource to your full advantage. Well, thank you, Daniel. Thank you very much. Also, big thank you from Skytop Aerials. Drone U has been a great asset to my business. They provide professional and vital info for anyone working in the drone business. I would highly recommend. Thank you, sir, from skytopaerials.com. Appreciate it. Let's go ahead and play that funky question, Rob.
We're going to play that question right after we mention the sponsor of the question, which is videoblocks.com/drone. If you've got that video you're getting ready to submit to your client and you're just missing that final little piece, or maybe you just want that great soundbite that you had in mind but you couldn't quite find, go to videoblocks.com/drone. Finish that video off the right way. Make it epic, not just good. Make your clients really, really happy. Make them come back to you, and you can do that with the hundreds of thousands of stuff, spots, video, audio, everything that you're going to need at videoblocks.com/drone.
Hey, how you doing? This is Taylor from New York. I just wanted to start out by saying the resources you guys provide is absolutely amazing. From the podcast to the website to the community, everything is just so awesome. Paul, I listened to your audiobook. It was great. great overview on the drone industry and starting a business. I would love to see you guys do some stuff on the East Coast. We're dying out here, even though it's tough to fly in a lot of places. But anyway, getting to my question, I have a trip that I'm trying to plan where I'm going to be living in an RV for a few weeks, going from Colorado through the national parks and all that down to Southern California, and then up the coast into possibly like Vancouver and Northern Canada. And I wanted to see if it was possible to basically get jobs while I'm on this trip. And obviously I could shoot lots of stock footage, but is there a way, or what would be the best way to market myself on this trip where I'm able to possibly land some aerial jobs along the way? Anybody living the drone life on the road? I've seen a few guys in the community, and it just seems like something that I'd love to try. So thank you guys so much. I hope you guys get to my question and keep on killing it with these podcasts.
Oh man, first thing I'm going to say, Paul, is that I'm jealous of Taylor. That sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, that does. Yes, definitely sounds like a blast. Maybe that's what I should be doing for Christmas. But thank you for reading, or excuse me, listening to the audiobook. That was something that I took quite personal and took a long time to do and do right. And I realized that I am not a very good narrator for books, but I tried very, very hard.
Hey,
to make it work.
I haven't heard anybody complain, so
true.
That's good.
But just a quick story. I actually have another friend who does this whole traveling by the drone life for a living. I mean, he literally picks resort towns and whatnot and shows up to the hotel, reaches out to the marketing manager, meets them in person, does a demo with them, mentions certain deliverables and gets paid to give them drone footage or gets free rooms. I have another friend, Cherie. I think it's like luxury apartment life or luxury hotel life. I forget exactly what it is. I should actually look her up right now so I don't screw this up really quick. Cherie Martin from Nada to Prada. Sorry, that is her business. From NadaToPrada.com is her website, and she actually does this for a living as well. And she writes a blog on staying at certain hotels and what it's really like to give detailed reviews. But if you can provide videos, I think it's actually worth a significant amount of money. And, mm-hmm. you know, nowadays, hotels are more worried about their TripAdvisor and Hotels.com or Expedia or Travelocity reviews than reviews on Google because, well, just a lot of people can get more real life kind of perspective. So I have a couple of friends who are doing this right now. It's definitely possible. I would go about it a little bit differently. There's definitely value to reaching out to people in town. I love the concept of doing this because it implements a few pieces of the five kind of points of a sales model, which is scarcity, that you're only going to be there for a little while. So, hey, I'm only going to be here for 3 days. And, you know, I'm in the area and I shoot aerials for a living and I'd love to show you this and check this out and help you out and get a great perspective, blah, 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 blah. But you've got to reach out to a bunch of people. It's, you know, you can do this whole shotgun approach and reach out to people before you get out there since he is in an RV. If you're staying in hotels, you've got to show them the type of product that they're going to receive in return. As you guys know, I have actually done this myself. I have gone to places and said, hey, I'm here and I shoot aerials for a living and here's some videos that I've done for other hotels. Can we work out a deal?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't short sell myself. I normally say, well, I want a week for free and I want a stipend. And if the stipend is less than $1,000, then I also want, you know, a $1,500 in cash.
So shoot for the stars and hope for the moon, as they say, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean,
why not ask?
Or also the other way of doing it is by saying, you know, like, hey, you know, you can give them options. It's just like we talked about in pricing, you know, give them packages. And if they want more packages, then they should expect to offer you more in return.
Right.
But it's really important to have an example to show them. It's really important to reach out to people who are relevant to that example.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot that goes into it. I think it's really important.
Yeah. And I think, a bit of perspective, here would be good in the sense that my sense is that this is a trip that you've had planned regardless of whether or not you're able to pull off getting jobs while you're on the road. So the jobs that you do get are just, they're kind of gravy. So go into it with that perspective. Like you're having fun. And if people say yes, great. If not, that's okay too. The other thing I'm thinking about is, and maybe you're already planning this is kind of a little bit of a separate issue from drone jobs, but you're going to be seeing and doing some really cool stuff, I would imagine. So start a vlog yourself. So between the data or the all the cool stuff that you can put into a vlog, you can start to build an amazing reel that, like, each spot that you go, you've got something that much more cool to show the next potential client. And you just kind of build as you go to the point where, I don't know, maybe towards the end, you're going to want to circle back around and do it all again.
Yeah, definitely. But you've got to set up, you know, if you have a vlog or if you have a blog, and you, you know, let's say that you say you're going to do a video and you're going to do pictures and you write a review on Travelocity or you write a review on TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor, I feel like, is the most important one for sure. That's going to provide value. And also the fact that, like, if you were to do this as a in-kind transaction, it's not, you didn't really get paid for it. So now the FTC might be like, you might have to be like, well, you know, I stayed here and provided services. I'm not sure if that would apply or not. It's probably something that you should look up and review. It's probably really important. But I think there's ample opportunity. Like I said, I have friends who are doing this right now.
And there is, Paul. There's also the job sites or the drone job sites that you can check out. We won't necessarily mention them here now, but there's a few of those online as well that you can check out, and they're going to have stuff in the different communities that you're in. I would imagine, depending on how badly you want to do drone work while you're on the road, that might be one option.
True.
Depending on where you're at.
And I would also say, be careful you don't overload yourself, because if you call 10 people and 3 people call you back, and you're going to be burdened with work. So I hope you have someone else driving the RV.
Yeah, that's right. You're going to be spending all night editing. So besides resorts, hotels, that kind of thing, I don't know. I guess you could reach out to towns that might want you to fly to.
In fact, Albuquerque reached out to me.
Did they?
Yeah, since Keller became mayor. Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah, and they were like,
I'm not sure what to think about that.
I posted that picture of the sandias on Instagram, and they're like, hey, would you be down to do some shots for us? This is one of our favorite pictures of the mountains. And I was like, yes.
That's cool.
I can do that.
Yeah, so there you go. There. So that's actually a really good point. I mean, and I don't know how you're going to get this.
You could post pictures and tag cities
Exactly.
You know, the visitors bureau, the convention bureau, you know?
Yeah, so you could tag them and even say, hey, I'd love to do some work for you, right? So be direct.
Totally.
When you're tagging them, let them know that they're watching this stuff. They see this stuff. They have people that follow those tags. And who knows? They might reach out to you.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway.
I don't know. What about, like, dealerships?
Totally. Totally doable. Although I'd be really careful about what you give to the dealerships. I learned this the hard way. So.
Meaning?
I gave them a picture and they used it in a video. Bastards.
So have a good agreement that you write up that is ironclad.
So letting
important. Them know what
or,
they can do.
Like, for example, Centurion Boats, I gave them a year license for media for them, and they put it in a Dropbox folder for everyone who uses Centurion Boats to use in their marketing material. And it's just a clear violation of, like, our contract. Just a blatant violation of the contract. So, yeah, we'll have the lawyer send them a little letter here soon. So,
unfortunately, that's nice the way the world though. Works. It's going to be a nice payday.
Oh, it's going to be a stellar payday. So,
awesome.
Anyway,
we'll see how that unfolds. There's a lot of opportunity out there, is the bottom line. Kind of, I would assume that you've got a route planned. Obviously, you kind of talked about where you're going to be going. So, that would imply that you do some research on those towns, all the places along the way. You might be surprised at what you come across that you can reach out to. And really, it just comes down to taking the time and reaching out to people and seeing what you can muster up.
Totally.
I don't mean to oversimplify
it. You can't, you know, everyone's like, I've talked to a lot of people and they're like, what's the most important part of owning a business? And the willingness, the belief in yourself and the willingness to go out there and sell yourself, which means doing cold calls. And really the best way to do it is, you know, email, show them what you can do for them, give them examples, call them, and don't be afraid. If you don't find value in yourself, they're not going to find value in you. And that's going to do it for us today. So, my name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.